Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Habits Talk, where we don't give advice, but let the habits talk.
Amen to that.
And today's episode is about letting go.
Yeah. It's the idea about, you know, letting go. And, well, let me start with a fun fact. You ever heard of the movie Frozen, bro?
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking about how, you know, Elsa, the main character, as that song that says, let it go, I'm not about to hit those notes, but, because I just woke up. But, you know, that song is about her just releasing her fears and kind of like embracing who she really is, who she truly is.
Right.
And ironically, it's only when she truly lets go of her need for control in this movie, that's when she gains real power. So I guess the question we're posing today is, I guess the first question, let me start with that, is there power in letting go? Like, can you win by letting go? And I'll let you kind of like just, you know, you can just start by giving your definition or your understanding of what it means to let go, and then we can go from there.
Right. Personally, I used to think that I needed to control everything. And I think as a man, being in control of certain things of your life just feels good. So there would be different aspects where I would, if I don't have rhythm to it, and if I don't find some sort of control, I feel powerless. But I think life has taught me that letting go part, where I just, not essentially giving up, but accepting for what it is, and coming in terms with reality and acceptance, and then coming in terms with reality sort of like works. And surely with due time, it takes a lot of time to accept that, you know, you had to let go of something. But the resilience you develop after it is just beyond crazy. I've had a lot of different places where I just completely let go. I let the world take its course, you know, let life do its thing. And I'm controlling what I can control, and not letting, and at the same time accepting what I cannot control, and coming in terms with that really helped me develop a lot of mental strength. But more onto that later. But yeah,
appreciate that definition, bro, and your understanding of, you know, what it means to let go. And now it really ties into what we're talking about today, because, you know, letting go doesn't mean giving up, you know, doesn't mean failing. Right. Doesn't mean you have to fail or give up for you to let go, or that's not what it translates to.
Right.
It's about releasing the need to basically, as you said, control things, control every outcome, and just trusting that things will unfold as they should be,
mm-hmm.
or as they should. And, you know, holding onto things tightly can actually be the same thing that is actually holding a person back or holding me back, depending on how I see it. And whether it's letting go of being perfect or letting go of those unrealistic expectations that I have, or just letting go of my past mistakes. And just overall, just the idea of being able to let go is very powerful. Like, it takes a really powerful human being or an individual to let go. And I feel like that's not something that's talked about, because letting go can be seen as a sign of weakness. That's something we'll talk about going as we go forward in this topic. But I believe I have a story to share, but I also have like this, when I thought about this topic, there's this reading from Oh, I know I'm gonna butcher the name. I think it's like the Tao Te Ching or something like that. The Taoism, one of those book by Jews. I am butchering this verse, this guy's name, but I think it's like chapter 47 or something, where he talked about the idea of winning. If you want to win and gain this world, you win it by letting go, not believing. To somebody who thinks they know, knows nothing. Somebody who is hungry to know is wise, it knows something, basically. And I was kind of reflecting on that. And so yesterday, I placed a bet, and I was about to make like, bro, $400, man. So happy. I was on course. All of my tickets, or all of the parlay enter except for one. And I was so close. That last one was so close to going in as well. And I made $400, bro. So happened it didn't work out. I didn't win it. I was so pissed. Man, I
All
was so pissed. I just like deactivated all my accounts, all my betting accounts, because I'm like, you know what? I'm done. I got to take a break. Because like, it's something that you just compulsively do all the time. Or I say you. I mean me. I do all
It's like, what did I do?
it's something that I do, and I don't really take into account the fact that I think I'm in control of all the stakes and all the odds. But I'm really not. See, I think I know so much that I can predict things, that I can control things, that when they don't work out, it just hits me right in the face, and it's just like, yeah, I really have no powers to, how this game works. Let me put it that way. And that kind of ties into my idea of letting go, because for me, letting go is something that I struggle with. I mean, definitely probably have like a part two of this topic, because like something that is really, I think it's something that one can struggle with for the rest of their life, if they're not careful. Probably more common than I'm even thinking, because there's different ways and different facets of our life in which we try to take control of it, even when we can't. I struggle with this personally at work. Like at work, the idea, I've talked about this on a previous episode, where I talk about like trying to get that pattern and recognize that pattern, so that I can know what days are going to be busy at work, just so I can have some type of control as to every detail to ensure my success at at my job or at what I'm doing. But I keep learning every time that when I try to control everything, it only increases my stress level. It just makes me burnt out, because I have this need to know and take control of every piece of the what do they call it? The chessboard. Or I forgot the phrase, but anyway, just trying to have control of everything going on at work. Just not letting go of that need for control. And it's just it's really exhausting. Like, some days you can't be as effective as you would want to be, because you're not in control. Or because you're not in control, you then let that affect you in other ways, or let that oh I let that affect my efficiency, I should say. So I'll ask you this. Is there something you're holding on to, that might be holding you back? Something you are in control of, I guess we can say, that's holding you back right now. Just in life.
I would say I used to overthink a lot, And I used to mix that with my emotions. I'm saying this because I think I'm in a safe spot. I believe that I have overcome it. That's why I think it may not answer the question, but somewhat will. I used to overthink so much that I used to make up scenarios in my head that may or may not exist, which is a different thing. But I was creating problems for myself by overthinking. And just because I was not willing to accept the reality, and I would overthink the circumstance, the situation, and creating more additional problems. And I cannot sleep at night. I cannot function throughout the day. My mood is spoiled. My relationships with people are breaking up. It's just affecting me all throughout my life. And there came a point in my life where it was just like, you know what? I started reading books. I started meditating, and I think the biggest impact that I had in my life was the idea of stoicism, which I'll talk about later. But the idea of somewhat like the idea of letting go and accepting reality and control what you can and cannot, and accepting what you cannot, that was the biggest one. Accepting the fact that you cannot control everything, took me a long time to get used to. And that was really holding me back. I think if I had practiced that habit at a very long time in my life, which for whatever reason I didn't, it would have impacted my life so in a very positive way. But the second I stopped controlling the outcome and instead controlling my emotions and how I deal with it, I started seeing so many different changes in my life that still to this day I'm reaping the benefit, the fruits of it, just by taking that one small action really benefited me, and it impacted me in my workplace, in my personal life, in my relationship with my friends, my family. And I'm grateful for taking that step, because if I did not, I think I would have been in that same spot I was 3 or 4 years ago. And yeah, but to answer your question, I was really bad at handling overthinking. It was getting out of hand, and I just accepted the fact that I cannot control the outcome, and I just lived in accordance with that. And I kept telling myself that, that this is what it is, and I have to move on. It wasn't easy though, I'll tell you that. It was so hard. I it it because it's not like a constant thing. And the sooner I learned that the only thing that's constant in life is change. The only and you have to be adaptable and flexible to accept that change, whatever it may be in life. And the sooner you adapt to that circumstance, to that change, you become flexible, and you're accepting with humility that you are human, and there is only so much that you can do. And there will be days that you will feel high, there will be days where you fall, but you still stand up and you're resilient. That's what every day is, everything is about. I don't know, it just generally it really impacted me in a very good way. I guess I will not say that I did develop, but I'm in the process of developing emotional resilience. And I would credit that to the acceptance part of letting go. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate you talking about just the overall, I guess, process you've had to go through, especially with just overthinking and the challenges you've had to overcome. Okay, let me phrase this question differently. Let what is how do I put this? Because I want us to like talk about like just the basics of like letting go, and this is what I mean. I want it to be really relatable in the sense that, okay, so for me, right, I struggle with so personally I struggle with this is not outwardly now, not having to do with work, but I struggle with letting go in the sense that I struggle with not winning an argument, or no, not I struggle with trying to be correct all the time. So I want to be right all the time, right? You know, and one of the ways that this has manifested itself is like in an argument, right? The idea of like not losing an argument, you know, this could be in a relationship, any type of relationship, friendship, anything. And it doesn't have to be like you're debating, like, you know, you're an actual politician or something. No, I just mean like as an individual, like the idea of losing an argument or not being right, you know, let me ask, is that something you struggle with? Is that something you can't let go of?
That's a very good point you made, because I was actually dealing with that at my family life. There would be scenarios where I think I know the answer to the question. Like if my sister asked me something, and if, you know, being the elder one, I should be knowing it, right? So it looks kind of bad on my part if I tell her something that's wrong, and if she gets the right info from her friend or from her, you know what I mean, from her colleagues. So I would be under stress to give her the right reason, to give her the right answer, so that in a way I'm like kind of controlling the outcome so that she sees me in a different light. So yeah, I do struggle with that, to be very honest. I still struggle with it? I still do. But there are times when I really, it humbles me in a way. I would say, like, if, for example, at workplace, if there's something that I think I know and someone corrects me, and I immediately sit back and I'm like, hold on, you know, that's a good point. Like you didn't know the answer, but someone told you, explained it to you, and now you know. So it's better if you accept it rather than fighting it, which will make you look even worse. You know what I mean? So in a way, I think the circumstances have humbled me to realize that, okay, I need to take a step back, and maybe I'm not right always, but it's a struggle. I'm not going to lie. It's very hard to not give the right answer, because everything is a test. You know, so yeah, it's personally, I do struggle with that.
Yeah. I mean, I only ask that because I just, like I said, I just want this to be very relatable in the sense that, you know, how we perceive the act of letting go makes all the difference. See, because some people see it as a sign of weakness. Going back to the example that I brought of like my own struggle of like arguments, right? You know, if I'm in a back and forth with somebody, I want to make sure I have the last word, right? And this is just me speaking for myself. And when I do, it's like, okay, so I won. In my head, I think I won. But in reality, how does not letting go of arguments, or if anything in life, but let's talk about arguments specifically as this example. But how does not letting go in arguments or in you know, conversations with people, how does that hinder one's growth? How does that, you know, prevent me from growing, from being enlightened? How does that hinder my personal growth? And I mean, that's a question I'm asking just in general for you, for myself. I mean, because it's very easy to win an argument and then you feel like you've now known something, but it's hard to listen. Just because you think you know something, you might just be surprised as to what more information or layers there is to something by just listening.
Right.
And yeah, because
I'm so sorry. I need to break you there. So sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
It's a very good point you made right there. Listening is a very powerful tool, and it's something that nowadays people really don't do, because everyone just wants to talk about their life and their things, and you know, but no one takes time to ask questions and actually listen to the other person, which is very, very important. But yes.
No. Yeah. Like I, because we all have that selfish reason as to why we're indulging in the first place. And right. that selfish reason, as you mentioned, it could be just so I could talk about myself. And then really it's just like everyone is in it for themselves, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone is trying to make sure that their point, they make their point and they get their point across. No one cares about listening to other people's point. I mean, you see it on the internet today. If something doesn't align with my own preconceived notion, I'm not going, I'm saying me, but this is like something that is very common right now that you see on social media. If somebody says something and it aligns with either mine or, you know, somebody else's idea that they already have internally, then that person is right. If it doesn't, if it's something that doesn't, you know, I don't agree with, or it's not similar to my idea, that person is wrong. That person is a bad person.
Cancel.
Or, yeah, exactly. And it really just shows how we are really stagnating as people. Like we're remaining on the same level of understanding. You know, there's no room for growth, no room for wisdom. It's just like you stay with the same idea. You know, if I don't know if this analogy is even going to make sense, but if plants don't take in different type of like, if they don't take in water every day or sunlight every day, they're not going to grow. If they just retain the water that they have and say they want to use that and keep that for the rest of their life, they're gonna die. And this is plants, right? It's the same way as humans staying at the same level of understanding. You're going to die spiritually, or should I say, your wisdom is not going to, you're not going to gain any new wisdom. It's like information we passing by and you don't even tap into it. You don't even grab it because I'm sticking to the idea of what I know is right and I'm going to hold on to it. You know, I think I'm winning by not letting go, but in reality, I'm losing. So the idea for me of winning by letting go is really understanding and trusting that everything unfolds with time. Like, even if I know I'm right, you know, even if I have confirmation, understanding that, okay, what do I gain by winning on arguments? What am I actually gaining by winning an argument?
Right.
What I could gain is I really, in reality, just lost a friendship, or I just lost a relationship, or I just lost whatever the case may be, or I just showed how my behavior is very bad and somebody would not want to work with me because I'm trying to win this argument.
Right.
But if I had just sat down, listened, taken the other person's input, you don't have to like, and this varies case by case, but you don't have to like take whatever the person says and just let that become you. It's more about being considerate about other people, being able to be understanding, to know that you don't know everything.
So finding the fine line of balance, like listening to what they have to say and at the same time giving your opinion on it, but you don't have to be right, like constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, that's just something that I'm thinking about for myself. And I want to ask that, you know, for you now, what is something else that, or let me ask you, do you see, you know, letting go as a sign of weakness?
It's funny because I used to think that it was very weak to do, and I don't now, but in the back of my head, I kind of do. Does it make sense? I think I would blame it partially on social media for it, because everyone's giving off the right answers. Everyone's trying to be the perfect guy, perfect girl, you know. Everyone's trying to feed off to the world that they know everything and they've got this all figured out, you know. And that's not the case. Like, if you always try and give the right answer, then your whole life is a test. And life shouldn't be that complex, to be honest. But to answer your question, I personally, I do not think letting go is a weakness. Instead, I do think that trying to control the outcome, I mean, not for the specific context, like the argument part, but in general, like trying to control the outcome is going to make everyone look really weak, in my opinion, because at that point you're trying to be desperate to gain something out of it. In the way I see it as validation, personally, I hate people who know me know that I am not the best person to give validation, and I hate getting validation. I think I have learned it from my personal experiences that wherever I've sought validation, it's made me look terrible and I cannot accept it. You know what I mean? So I would rather not get validation in the first place. And I know that now this is part of my ego, I guess, that I think that I know the answer to certain things, but I will let it feed me, because in the end of the day, I'm not seeking out validation. But that's a different topic altogether. But weakness, I personally think there's beauty and strength in knowing that a person can actually be humble to know that he or she doesn't know the answer to the question in hand, for example, an argument, and listening to the other person, what they have to say, and still at the same time standing on ground with what they believe in, but at the same time giving some sort of a closure to the other person and accepting for what they're saying, like some sort of like a constructive criticism. You don't have to exactly agree to what they're saying, but trying to find some reasoning behind their point of view. And I think, I don't know, I think I could be wrong. I think that's where all spiritual leaders, monks, practice meditation, and really they come in tune with the present, and they come in tune with the moment, where they control what they can, but if they cannot control something, they let it go. And I think there's so much beauty. There is a sense of positivity. There's a different level of strength. I do not see that as a weakness. I find it really strong. I find it very strong. I respect it in a lot of ways. When a person says that I do not know the answer to this question, it's them being brave enough to tell the world that, you know, hey, listen, I'm weak here, but then I'm admitting the fact that I'm weak, and that's strength right there. Instead of hiding away from it, running away from it, that's weakness, in my opinion. What about you?
No, I mean, I definitely understand what you're saying, and yeah, I do see that. Well, at a understanding level, at a knowledgeable level, I should say, I do know that letting go, you know, you win by letting go. So that's not weakness for me. But in that moment, the process of letting go is so condensed that depending on how, you mentioned ego, depending on how much pride you have, letting go can be really difficult. And speaking for myself, I know how difficult that is.
True. So, I will say that. I will agree to that. I think I was just feeding. I was just feeding my ego every time I was trying to win something instead of letting go.
Yeah, and so on a knowledgeable level, yeah, I would say yes. It is a good thing. It's not a weakness. It's a sign of strength. But it can be seen as a weakness in that moment when I'm the one in that situation, just like, you know, backing off of something that. As you know, let's say it's become an argument or something that I feel like I know and I should prove my point. There are levels to letting go, see, because there's the actual letting go of an argument, still using this argument as an example. And then there's a deeper level of like letting go of the grudge that you could possibly hold against somebody because of that argument. Mm-hmm. Why do I put it that way? Because let's say you do quote unquote let go by, you know, ending the argument. That's not really letting go. That just means you're somebody who shuts down when arguments are about to start. That doesn't mean you let go. It means you just shut down, you know? But the actual letting go means you don't actually hold anything against this person, be it ego, pride, grudge, malice, whatever the thing may be. There's just nothing negative that you feel about this person because of that argument.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's personally, yeah. I'll be very honest. That's a very hard one for me. Yeah. I think that's a good point you made.
Well, let me ask you this before we talk more about this one. So do you struggle with, or do you struggle more with letting go of like physical things, physical items, relationships, or emotions? And you can talk back about the first things we talked about, but I wanted to ask you that question. What do you struggle with more, the most, either physical items, relationships, or emotions?
I would say, relationships and emotions are the hardest for me to let go of,
mm-hmm.
because I'm someone who does not open up to anyone that freely. It takes me a lot of time to, because I need to know that person, you know. I think I've learned it the hard way. I don't give away my energy way too easily nowadays. So when I build on a relationship and to see it go after I build onto it really sucks. So I try hard to keep it alive.
Okay.
And then when there comes a point when I have to let it go, it's like me asking myself, like, oh, how could you do that? Because you allow this to happen in a way, like I punish myself, like I allowed this to happen. I was the reason why the other person felt a lot more closer. And now here I am letting it go. Like, so you lost the battle. You know, this is the kind of things that go in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. And then the emotion part of it, like, you know, I spent time and energy and money into this person. And now, you know, you know, all of it just like that, you know, done. And it sucks because I'm just sitting there and I'm like, dude, what do I do? Like, it just feels terrible. To put it in a single word, I feel absolutely like a loser. But the more I try to victimize myself, it really never helped me at all. Like, the more I victimized myself, the more I sounded desperate in front of myself, in front of my family, in front of my friends. And it just didn't give the right impression about mm-hmm. me. And I wasn't respecting myself in the process at all. And the shift in perspective every time I fall into that victimizing card game, I think it helped me to let go. But it took me a lot of time if I was to talk about relationships. But it certainly helped me boost my ego. But the forgiveness part of it took me even longer because I actually didn't think about it. It's for me personally, I find it easier to let go than to forgive the person. And I'm talking in terms of relationships now. And even if I could let go of a person like 70%, let's say, hypothetically speaking, I would still be at a 20 or 30% forgiveness level. Like, I would still have some grudge towards that person, no matter what. Like, even if he or she did not do me wrong, you know, even if he or she is not harming me anyway,
right.
I don't know, for some reason in the back of my head is like, you know, this person does not deserve your time or your attention, you know, so you have to hate them, kind of a thing, which is not what for you and I speaking, like, it's just not what our religion teaches us or what our parents taught us, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it goes against everything that I believe in. But yeah, it's weird. I just don't know how to tackle that part of things, which is would be another topic altogether for our next episode.
Yeah, no, because like the reason I brought that up, because I mean I see that, you know, I'm not even calling you out or anything, because I know you're talking about like the first level of letting go, but really what I want to get to is that deeper level, because we can talk about the idea of something, but in our day-to-day lives, how do we really feel about the things that we're talking about? You know what I mean?
Right.
And talking about my own personal relationship, like, you know, not too long ago, maybe about a month ago now, I was able to like clear the air with one of my guys, and he mentioned, he said, I know he has a lot of pride and ego. That's why he doesn't reach out to me. And in my head, I'm like, bro, I have the same thing, bro. So if we both have this pride and this ego that we can't even talk to each other, like, how does that even make us feel as individual? Because we would apply that in every other aspect of our lives, right? But like the idea of like not even the idea, after we had spoken about it and kind of like dissolved that situation, I felt relieved, like it felt like you just dropped some type of weight. When you feel relieved after you let go of a past conflict or disagreement, like that feeling, I feel like that's something that I would try to achieve. Because like think about it, like how can letting go strengthen your relationship with other people? Like, and it's something that I guess I don't think about a lot or enough. Talk about, going back to like being considerate, listening to others. Like these are qualities that make you stand out, makes a person distinct, like just makes them unique. And that helps a lot in the relationship. Now, I'm not saying, just gotta bend over, pause, just like, let somebody else just use you, quote unquote. But yeah, like that's kind of like what I'm getting at. Like the idea, or not the idea, the true essence of letting go and what it means to us emotionally, within ourselves. And I think that's important. But I was gonna ask you this. Let's see. Like, do you believe that letting go can be a form of self-care? And if yes, how so?
Wow, I like that question. Certainly, absolutely, 100%. I would advocate for that, in fact. Yes, absolutely. Letting go. I think you get to learn a lot about yourself when you let go. Personally for me, I think I'm happy to be somewhere where I'm familiar with. Like my that's where my comfort zone is. Like the patterns that I know that I how I react to circumstances, I'm comfortable with those patterns and behaviors. But letting go was a thing that it was very new to me. It was a challenge, so I struggled with it so much, and I still do. Don't get me wrong, I still do. But then I told myself that I'm brave enough to take that step, and in fact, it proved me more good than bad by doing it. And now I'm really proud of myself, if that's the right word to use, because it boosted my confidence. It boosted my success rate in terms of a lot of different aspects in my life. And I think that could be translated to self-care in a way, because I told myself that no one's going to come and save me. And I have to do this myself. And I had no friends. I had no one. I mean, surely I have my friends, my family. I'm blessed. But I just wanted this to be between me and my God. And I wanted that strength to come from within, that knowing myself that God has given me the strength to withstand this problem at hand. And I'm going to let go of this situation so that I can free myself out of it and learn something new out of this. And I really, like I said, I used to really try to control my outcome so much to so much detail that it was such a shame that when I look back, I'm just like, yeah, I should have never done that in the first place because it was just a waste of time and it destroyed my peace. Now, what did I gain out of letting go? The biggest gain I've had in my life is peace. I just enjoy the freedom and the peace I have out of it. It's just beautiful. I don't have to worry about a single thing because every time I start worrying about it, I just tell myself, this is not what I cannot control it. I'm creating more different scenarios in my head by overthinking it than what could be, in fact, the reality. One of the few things that Stoicism teaches is you suffer more in your imagination than in your reality. And the second that hit me, I'm just like, you know what? just stop thinking. Just stop thinking about it. You know, just be mindful. Just accept it. And, you know, so those were the things that I learned because I let go. If I hadn't done that, I really wouldn't know the side of me. And it truly benefited me in a way. And I'm happy to say that it is. I personally do think it's a form of self-care.
Yeah. I mean, Rene Descartes lied to us by saying, "You think, therefore you are," because that made people think too much. But, okay, last question for me, bro. What is one habit that you can cultivate right now if you let go of one old or unhelpful habit?
Wait, I could you repeat that?
So what new habit right now, or mindset, okay, doesn't have to be an actual habit, but mindset, could you cultivate right now if you let go of one old, unhelpful habit?
Ooh.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, I need a minute, brother. Yeah, if you want, you can go ahead. I need a minute to think.
If I would say for me, I think one unhelpful old habit that I can let go of is holding on to past mistakes in... actually, there's two that's coming to mind, but let me start by saying just holding on to past mistakes is something that I will let go of, because I'm somebody who, like, when I make a mistake, I'm always, like, holding on to it. Like, I'm always referring back to it. And this is not even this is not even regarding other people's, you know, mistakes that I hold on to, right? This is just me, my own mistake. Like, I hold on to my mistake, right? That don't mean I change it.
Right, yeah.
I hold on to it, like, dang, I shouldn't have.
Right.
You know, but if I can just cultivate a mindset of understanding that I'm not going to be right all the time, I'm going to make mistakes. I don't know if there's a word for it, or at least no word is coming to mind to kind of like put all these thoughts together, but just cultivate a mindset of understanding that it is okay to make mistakes, but I have to learn from it. Because it's one thing to hold on to past mistakes, but they don't learn from it, right? And I tell myself, like, I have a terrible memory, and that's something I would like to change, right? How? I don't know yet. I'm exploring the different ways that I can do that. But another very unhelpful habit that I guess I've cultivated is holding on to other people's past mistakes. Because now I've talked about my own past mistakes, but now holding on to other people's past mistakes. That ties in with pride and ego. Because it's hard to let go of other people's mistakes when I still have so much pride and ego. You know, and I think being able to find something about that person that I should be grateful for, the positives and good things that that person has done for me, I think that is very key and important, right? Mm-hmm. That would help me, if I can develop that mindset, that habit, that would help me let go of other people's past mistakes or that person's past mistake or mistakes. And I think that's one habit that I would like to cultivate, one mindset that I would like to cultivate. So what about you? I gave you like a couple minutes to think about.
So I was thinking about it, and I agree to everything you just said. The only thing that I would find a bit different from my point of view is when I hold on to the past mistake I've done, for some reason I feel just so damn guilty that I start beating myself up for it so much. Like, I don't know why, but it's not just a habit. I never do it anywhere in my life. But if it's something that I have done, if someone's done me wrong, like, I start victimizing myself, and I start feeling guilty for myself. It just doesn't make sense. But
wait, you're saying if somebody does you wrong, you feel guilty?
Yeah. I try to find reasons to make it work. That's me trying to work with them, kind of a thing. So I try to find fault in me. Like, how could have not this worked? Was it because of me, kind of a thing, you know? And I start digging more deep into it, and I start overthinking it. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I get into the guilt side of things, and I start beating myself up, and I start like overthinking the situation at hand, and I just completely turn it out upside down when it could not even be the reason for it. But just speaking in terms of experience, when I've done that, it really didn't help me at all, because it just made things much worse, because my mind wasn't at the right place, and it just wasn't improving my mood at all. But the way I've sort of improved on it is when I've accepted the fact that I'm just human, and I will make mistakes, and I do not have to know the answer to everything, and I have my limitations. That limitations part is what probably really helped me out. And I think that continues to help me in a way, because pride and humility is two things that I really struggle with, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that do, so
You know,
definitely not
so
people.
like I'm trying to find the fine line of balance between both. So I guess, it's holding on to the past is a big deal for me. I still struggle it to this day. And even if I have let go of it, let's say 70% of it, I would still be holding like 30% onto it, like, oh, you know, how could have this happened to me? Or, you know, why did this happen to me? You know, I start like playing that victim card for no reason. Not always, but most of the times, you know. And then when I shift perspective and point of view, and I just tell myself, you know what, I'm just human, and if it's supposed to happen, it's gonna happen. If it doesn't, it will, like, it, you know, I cannot control everything. So, and that side of me is what I used to see as weakness, like, oh, you know, how could you just give up? But now I don't see it as giving up. Instead, I see it as literally being brave enough to actually take a new step and start fresh. And yeah, it takes a lot of courage to do that. And I think for the viewers listening to this, everyone has probably had that at least once in their life when they had to do that, be it friends, be it relationships, be it family. It's not easy, but it's certainly brave. It's a brave action to take.
Yeah, no, I certainly agree. And how do I even summarize this? Because like, I think letting go just helps me see the moment I'm in without the lens of the past. You know, just affecting the way I perceive my reality. I think that's how I'll summarize it. You know, just letting go just helps me see things in the moment without letting past or the past dominate or change the way I perceive things. Because if I let go of things every time, it's like leaving the relationship and going into a new one and then judging that new person by the old person. You know? And that's the idea of letting go, just letting go of the past. What that helps is that in the moment, I can think and perceive things clearly without having a preconceived notion about that person. And I think that's my summary for the day in this episode, because it's something I still have to reflect on. You know, because I have to remind myself that letting go is just—it's not the end, but rather it's the beginning of a way to kind of like clear space for growth
That's
in
a good
people,
one. Yeah.
as you said.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my takeaway for the day. And anything else from you, bro?
I think this episode will have a part two. We'll have a lot more to talk about,
Oh
but
yeah, for sure.
it really ties a lot to the other episodes we've had. And in summary, all I have to just end on that on a note is taking responsibility for your own actions and for your thoughts is a very wise and a brave thing to do. If anyone says otherwise, you can prove them wrong by absolutely letting go of that person. But anywho, chase peace because it doesn't come easy. It's something that has to be fought for. And brother. But understanding that everything happens for a reason and accepting it and moving on, it's not something that a lot of people do, but there are so many warriors and soldiers out there that are fighting their own battles silently, and all respect and kudos to them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just self-examination and mindfulness and self-awareness and practicing gratitude and self-talk and all that good stuff can in fact help you get into the process of letting go. But surely we'll have another episode where we'll talk more in detail about this.
Yeah, we'll have to hit the second level of letting go because today we grazed the surface of this
Yes.
upper level.
We'll go deeper. We'll go deeper.
Pause. And on that note, and on that note, stay liquid.
Amen.